Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. It's nice to have you with us today. And we're going to have a fascinating discussion today. You may not know it, but there are over 33 million small businesses in the United States. That's 99.9% of all businesses. And it is a statistic we can all appreciate. There are many challenges, you know, with small businesses face on a daily basis, and one of the most prevalent is gaining and retaining new customers. Our guest has developed an innovative web and app-based marketing technology that helps small businesses accomplish its important objective. His name is Brent Wright, and he's the founder and the CEO of Virally LLC, established in 2021, and he also launched DealsBee. It's the technology used by Virally for their web and app-based referral marketing technology platform. It currently operates throughout the Atlanta metropolitan area and what Brent refers to as the Atlanta Premier. DealsBee is a unique type of community-centric and geolocation-based referral marketing technology. And as Brent points out, the mission is to reshape the small business marketplace one referral at a time. It will give small businesses the ability to offer unique and customizable customer referral programs for their businesses that are web and app-based. He says there are also many different types of marketing technologies, but they are all mainly silo-driven, meaning that it is a marketing tool for an individual company. And DealsBee plans to ultimately be a nationwide yet community-centric marketplace of small businesses that will be based on geography and specialty. Now, this may sound rather complex, but we're going to get Brent to come in and explain all of this to us because he's the man who put it all together. So let's welcome Brent Wright to our microphones. Brent, welcome. Nice to have you here. How is it today? You're in Atlanta. It's a nice day in Atlanta, I hope.
It is, Doug. Thank you for having me on. We're having some great weather here in Atlanta, and we're looking forward to heading into the holidays. So it's a great time of year.
All right. Well, very good. Listen, I'm really intrigued by what you've put together here. To clarify for our listeners, I want you to explain to me, what are Virally and DealsBee? Explain the differences. Virally is the business name, and DealsBee is the platform. Is that right? Tell me.
That's correct, Doug. Virally LLC is the business name and the legal entity behind the DealsBee marketing technology platform, and it operates as a SaaS company. SaaS stands for Software as a Service. So basically, businesses buy a subscription to the service, and I run their customer referral programs for them through my technology. And then DealsBee is the actual proprietary referral marketing technology that was created by Virally LLC. So Virally is my company name, and DealsBee is the name of the actual technology.
Okay. Explain the mission statement of DealsBee. Tell me about it, okay?
Okay. So, Doug, basically, my mission or my company's mission is to empower small businesses. We want to enrich communities. We want to energize economies through community-centric customer acquisition. As you had mentioned in your intro, a lot of businesses, a lot of marketing technology is silo-based, which basically means an individual company is creating something for their own company. Virally is going to create a massive marketplace for small businesses. So we're basically on a mission to reshape the marketplace one referral at a time.
That sounds very interesting indeed. Explain a little bit more about the services that you offer.
Basically, the way our technology works is small business. We have two parties. We have consumers, and then we have small business owners. From the consumer side, these are individuals that are looking to save money and support their small business community. Then we have the actual business owners, and there's three categories that we're going to actually cater to, and that's restaurants, retail and professional services providers. It could be realtors, movers, pet groomers, electricians, any particular party who actually relies on customer referrals in order to grow their business. My particular technology actually helps bring consumers and small businesses together because small businesses create customer referral programs on my platform, and then they can share those referral campaigns with my consumer subscribers via SMS, email, and social media. So that's how we actually connect everyone through the platform. Instead of consumers having to go out and individually find small businesses, they come to one destination, which is Dealsby, to find these businesses, and it's based on geography and specialty. So that's really what makes Dealsby different, Doug, is that it's geolocation-based. So once the user shares their location with my company, we show them businesses on a map and how close they are to them geography-wise. And there's kind of a twofold benefit to that. We're also trying to help reduce the carbon footprint of consumers driving around town looking for businesses when we're going to actually connect them with businesses that are in their local area.
Well, that's pretty good. Then not only find these customers, I would assume you offer exclusive discounts and deals as part of what you offer. Would that be right?
Yes, Doug. Actually, the small business owner, when they sign up for the service, they determine what discounts they want to offer, and those are actually advertised to our consumers. When they open the Dealsby app or website, they'll be able to see the businesses on the map, and they'll be able to click a profile and see all the information on the business, what type of referral offers they're offering, and then the consumer can actually share those offers with their family, friends, and social circles using their SMS, email, social media. So we take the hassle of trying to find businesses off the consumer's shoulders, and then we also make it easier for small businesses to connect with their community, because when our consumers open the Dealsby app, they're going to automatically see those member businesses. And as I've mentioned, restaurants, retail, social media, and this is a time of year when folks are shopping, getting ready for the holidays, and oftentimes the big box retailers like Amazon and Walmart and Target, they get a lot of attention when it comes to holiday shopping. My service actually wants to help get small businesses more attention and more engagement with their community, and my technology drives that whole process through the Dealsby map and connecting individuals, and we let folks know when new businesses have joined Dealsby. So we're constantly communicating with both the business owner and the consumer.
So I assume then that you help businesses increase their foot traffic and customer acquisition, I would assume, through personalized recommendations and your referral-based marketing, right? That's important.
Yes. Yes, it's really important. We're actually scheduling demos with small business owners in Atlanta now. We have several business owners that are interested in trying Dealsby, and it's eventually going to be a nationwide service. But the goal of the business is to, number one, help consumers save money and support their small business community. But for the small business owner, we want to help increase their foot traffic. We also want to help increase their brand awareness and their brand exposure.
Well, there's really a lot to this. I want you to explain for me, and by the way, I must point out, you have the website for these two entities, dealsby.lo. Is that right? dealsby.lo. And Virely is Virely.lo. I mean, C-O.
Yes, Doug, it's actually Dealsby.io.
Got it.
Instead
okay,
of
Dealsby.
LO.
Okay, sorry.
.io.
Yeah. Straighten me out there. That's good. Okay, all right. All right, I want you to tell me a little bit about the ways that Dealsby actually benefits businesses. There are a lot of them. Tell me more, okay?
Okay, so, with a lot of customer acquisition, it's the number two pain point for small businesses in this country. The only thing that's ranked higher is lack of cash flow. So finding and retaining more customers is really important for small business owners. And when I came up with the idea for Dealsby, actually in 2020, when COVID first hit, a little bit of a backstory about Dealsby. My parents were small business owners growing up, and customer acquisition was always a problem and challenge for them. And unfortunately, the business did not make it because of the lack of customers. My background is I have undergrad in finance, and my MBA is entrepreneurship. So it was kind of in my wheelhouse to actually create something like Dealsby, which actually helps small businesses acquire more customers and retain more customers. Because as you know, Doug, it costs 5 times more to acquire a customer than it is to keep a customer. So Dealsby actually helps with the brand awareness, the brand exposure. It does help increase foot traffic. With it being a web and app-based solution, and we focus on those niche markets that I've mentioned, consumers can find great deals with great local businesses already in their community that are offering those enticing referral rewards. So Dealsby really is a win-win situation for small businesses, you know, and the communities that they serve. So that was kind of how I went through the whole product market fit. And when I created the hypothesis to determine whether or not Dealsby would be a viable venture, it turns out it's gotten a tremendous amount of positive feedback from folks all around the country. We have folks in California and New York are saying, when's this going to be available? We're actually launching in Atlanta first, and then we're going to cover the Southeast. And then after that, Doug, we're actually going to make it a nationwide available service because, as you had mentioned, there are 33 million small businesses in this country, and over 90% of them rely on customer referrals. So Dealsby is going to be able to help them grow their business and also reduce their marketing costs.
Well, you know, it just sounds fascinating, and I'm really fascinated by the fact that you mentioned it reduces the carbon footprint by saving gas, time, and a lot of effort. Tell me a little bit about what ways Dealsby is similar or different to other business directories, such as, I mean, like Angie's List, which we all hear about a lot, Blue Book, Yelp, and things like that. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, sure. So, you know, services like Angie's List, Blue Book, and Yelp, those are considered search directories, and they have crowdsourced reviews. You know, they'll show you a list of businesses and their customer reviews. But to be honest, how do you know you can trust a review of a stranger? Dealsby is more community-centric. You're going to have your family, friends, social circles actually recommending these businesses. And we often know that we like to come in by referral. That's how people get jobs today. That's how people find new restaurants, new places to shop. So Dealsby is all about getting feedback from those family, friends, and social circles. And what makes us different from Angie's List, Blue Book, and Yelp is our geolocation-driven technology allows consumers to actually see the locations of the businesses near them on the map, along with the important information allows them to make a more informed purchasing decision. You know, Angie's List, Yelp, and Blue Book, they're more directories, search directories, so they'll give you the information and give you some reviews. But Dealsby's more geolocation-based, and regardless of where you go in the country, you'll see businesses in a 30-mile radius on the map and how close you are to those individual businesses. And, Doug, you'll also be able to see those referral offers. One of the really, really major differences is Angie's List, Yelp, and Blue Book don't offer referral reward discounts. They only offer information on how to contact the business. Dealsby is just all about discounts, reducing the carbon footprint, and it's about, you know, finding great small businesses located in your community that are offering, you know, really enticing savings opportunities for not only the consumers but for the folks that they actually refer.
Yeah, it does sound amazing. You know, you have a great website. By the way, it's worth pointing out, Dealsby was named a top 5 customer advocacy software for 2024. So tell me a little bit about how all of this began. How did you get to establish Dealsby? What's the behind-the-scenes story?
Well, yeah, that's, like I said, my parents were small business owners growing up, and I kind of have a tech background. Most of my third-year career has been in sales. And as I mentioned, my parents were small business owners, and kind of having a fondness for technology. I wanted to create something since 95% of American adults actually own a smartphone. It's really important to be where consumers are, which is on their smart devices. We spend over 5 hours a day, and we check our phone over 55 times a day. And I wanted to create a platform where consumers could easily open up their laptop, tablet, or smartphone and be able to find businesses in their community. And Dealsby actually was the perfect name, because when you hear Dealsby, you think, okay, an opportunity to save money. So I worked with my trademark attorney to get the name trademarked. I worked with software developers. I worked with a lot of different marketing agencies to actually formalize the Dealsby project, and then we started building. So Doug, I actually had to develop all the algorithms and business processes for Dealsby. That basically, it's like looking at a plate of spaghetti, to be honest. It's a lot that goes into Dealsby. But creating, putting all of that together actually motivated me to, and the customer discovery, to actually create something that not only consumers want, but businesses want. And we just launched a few weeks ago. We already have 2,000 consumers already signed up in the Atlanta area for Dealsby. And we have a number of demos that we're getting ready to do for small business owners as well. So we've created something that both parties want and will use on a regular basis. And what we call it, Doug, is a day-in-the-life type product, something that you'll use probably every day, whether it's finding a restaurant, whether it's finding a place to shop, whether it's finding that electrician or plumber. You know, you can read reviews online, but you don't know if individuals who left those reviews are people that you could trust. So Dealsby is all about connecting folks, you know, that are in local communities. And it just fosters community growth and economic vitality, you know, by just making it easier for small businesses to attract and retain customers, while we also provide consumers with that meaningful way to save money and support neighborhood businesses.
Cody, you're full of great statistics. It's a good, and I'm amazed. You check your phone 55 times a day. That was cute.
On average, according to Pew Research, they say we check our phone on average 55 times plus per day, and we spend over 5 hours a day on our phone, which for me is probably a low number. The average American adult spends that much time on their phone. So that's why I created Dealsby, because we have on average over 80 apps on our phone, and Dealsby is one that sends the business owner an app. The moment the business is referred, they get an app notification of the new referral. So Dealsby is just a really, really involved and really informative technology that actually helps consumers save money and businesses bring on new customers. But the main thing, Doug, is it actually helps them reduce their marketing costs, which is oftentimes if you're doing television or radio or newspaper, you're kind of advertising to the masses. With Dealsby, you're going to specific people that would actually use the product or service that the small business is offering.
Oh, they're very important points, no question about that. What about the future as you look down the road ahead? You know, obviously, I know you think the plans are right for it. The future looks bright. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, the future definitely looks bright for Dealsby. There's just to name a few things that we plan on doing. We're going to actually expand the categories. We're going to add more categories of industries to provide a wider range of deals and services. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to do a geographical expansion. We're going to grow from the metro Atlanta area to cover the entire Southeast U.S., and then we're eventually going to go nationwide. We are going to enhance the platform features, you know, by continuously improving the platform features. For instance, Doug, we have a Dealsby Points program where consumers earn Dealsby points when they share referrals, when they redeem their referral rewards with the small businesses. Mm-hmm. If they recommend a small business, they get Dealsby points for that, and they can redeem those points for Dealsby hats, T-shirts, and mugs. We're going to strengthen community involvement. We're going to develop more ways to foster a sense of community among users, and, you know, encouraging local support and involvement. You know, we're going to innovate. We're going to have innovative referral programs. We're going to include AI technology that we'll be able to recommend to small businesses the most effective type of customer referral programs to offer. It is really super simple to use Dealsby as a consumer or a business owner. Both parties have a dashboard, and they can track all their referral activities. The business is notified the moment they're referred by a new customer. Instead of saying, hey, I'll refer your business, you find that out the moment that consumer shares that referral via text, email, or social media. So the business owner is always updated when a new referral comes through for their business.
Well, I'm really amazed at what you've done here. Suppose you're a business that is interested in being listed on your platform. What should they do? Where should they go?
Okay, Doug, it's really easy to sign up, whether you're a consumer or a business owner. You can go to dealsby.io. Dealsby is also available in the Android and Apple app Play Store. But as a business owner, you just go to the website. It takes literally a couple minutes to sign up for a business account. Right now we're offering 2 months, the first 2 months at 80% off the monthly subscription fee. After we get through the holidays, it's going to be the first 14 days will be free to kind of explore the platform features. So we're excited about the opportunity that small businesses are going to be able to, because a lot of folks aren't tech savvy, and Dealsby
right.
makes it really easy to actually be able to offer a customer referral program. And for consumers, Dealsby is 100% free forever. So all they have to do is to sign up. That's why we have over 2,000 consumers already signed up. They're looking for businesses that they can actually engage with in their community that are offering great discounts. And like I said, the holidays are here, so now is a great time to save a little extra money. But Dealsby is easy to sign up for. It's easy to have your account, and Dealsby does all the work for you. You just step back and watch the referrals come in.
Wow, that's amazing. As you look down the road, what are some of the future trends you see when it comes to the type of platform that you develop? How would you answer that? Future trends.
So, Doug, yeah, that's a great question. Some of the future trends we're looking at is obviously the use of AI technology. Just about everything today has AI technology integrated in it, and Dealsby is going to be the same way. We're going to have even more personalized deals and recommendations based on, you know, individual consumer behavior, local market trends. We're going to have higher integration or better integration with social media. Right now, you can use Facebook, Twitter, or X. You can use LinkedIn. Those are the platforms where you can actually share referral information. You can also use your email, your SMS or texting capabilities. Doug, we're also going to have kind of a gamification, which I mentioned earlier, the Dealsby points. But we're going to also have like enhanced reward points. We're going to have referral levels based on the number of times consumers refer certain businesses. And then we'll have challenges and things like that. So, you know, our goal is obviously to have an eco-friendly and sustainable business practice, you know, that appeals to the environmentally conscious consumers. And that's why we talk about the whole being able to eco-friendly and being able to actually save money by finding businesses that are close to you and reducing your carbon footprint. But the mobile experience is always going to be the most important thing, because everyone is on their mobile device. So we want to provide a smoother, more engaging customer experience through the geolocation technology, and basically alert consumers when they're in the area of a business that's offering something that's really exciting, and also notify businesses the moment they've been referred, so we can connect those two parties as quickly as possible. Because the whole goal of Dealsby is encouraging commerce, helping folks save money, and just growing, you know, growing local economies and communities.
Boy, you've really put it all together. You mentioned something I've never heard before. You called it gamification. That's pretty cool.
Gamification is where –
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No.
Yeah, gamification is where you turn a application more into like a video game type platform where you can earn points for things if you complete certain actions or if you do certain things on the platform. You know, we believe that the majority of our customers are going to be women. We think about moms who are in, PTA groups and things like that. They like to share deals. It could be kids' clothing. It could be a lot of different things that consumers use on a daily basis. But gamification is going to make it not only a great savings platform, but a fun platform as well, where you actually earn points and you can earn levels and things like that and get recognition. We also put our top five referring individuals on the DealsBe homepage and mobile app so consumers can see what city they're in, how many points they have, because you know how competitive we all are, and gamification is part of that.
Well, that's just I love the term gamification. I haven't heard that term before. That's a good one. But you're right on. Yeah, you're right on the money. I know you're going to introduce this in Atlanta at first. What about where do you think you'll go next? How long do you think that'll take? Any plans for that?
Well, yeah, we're going to actually do the Southeast. So we're going to do the Carolinas and Florida. And since I live in Atlanta, we're going to kind of start our messaging and push the service out to that as far as our advertising, because we advertise on Google and things like that. And we've gotten a lot of media attention over the last couple of months. So as more folks learn about DealsBe, and as I mentioned, I've had folks in California and New York come across DealsBe online and say, hey, when's this service going to be available? So I have to ramp up as far as hiring employees and having a marketing. We have a pretty comprehensive marketing strategy and go-to-market strategy. But we do what's called a node saturation strategy, Doug, where we start off really small. And then as we bring more consumers and more businesses on, it'll give us the ability to be able to branch out to other states. And as I mentioned, we're going to have different categories. Right now it's going to be restaurants, retail, professional services. We're even going to go into the medical side of it to get medical referrals, use it as a tool. So DealsBe is going to have a lot of different applications. But from the geographic standpoint, we're going to start off with Atlanta. We anticipate expanding fairly quickly in 2025. But we're excited about this platform. It works exceptionally well, and a lot of folks are excited about getting started with DealsBe. So I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of folks around the country over the next few years.
Well, I must tell you, I mean, it sounds like you put a great program together. I also noticed something about a DealsBe ebook. Did you write a book on this?
I did, Doug, back in June. I actually published a ebook on DealsBe. Basically, it talks about referral marketing, community-centric referral marketing technology, and kind of the backstory of DealsBe and actually how DealsBe can actually help small businesses grow. So we put out. It's about 60 pages, but it's pretty informative.
I just wanted to tell you, you've really done your homework and your work. So good for you. Brent, good luck to you. It's great chatting with you here. We've been talking to Brent Bright. And again, if you're interested, look at the website up, dealsbe.io. Is that it? Am I right there? Dealsbe.io?
You are correct.
Okay,
you are correct,
everybody. Listen, hope we can do this again sometime. Brent, good luck with this. And I know you're going to be successful. So thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. Okay? Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Doug, for allowing me on.
You got it.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.